Hello and welcome to the Wealth Whispers Vault, Unlocking Financial Success. I'm your host, Derek. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just beginning your financial journey, this podcast is your key to navigating the world of wealth building and financial freedom. Today, we're diving deep into topics that will empower you to make informed decisions about your money. So grab your notepad, sit back, and let's unlock the secrets to financial success together. Welcome, everyone. Today's episode is all about investing for beginners, building your financial foundation. Whether you're saving for retirement, a down payment on a house, or just looking to grow your wealth, understanding the basics of investing is crucial. So let's jump right in. Segment one, building your investment foundation. Before we talk about specific investment strategies, let's start with the foundation. Building a strong financial foundation means having a clear understanding of your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Ask yourself, what am I investing for and when will I need this money? This will help determine the right investment approach for you. Setting SMART goals is the first step. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals give you a clear roadmap. Whether it's saving for a dream vacation or funding your child's education, SMART goals keep you focused and motivated. Let's say you're planning to retire in 30 years and need $1 million for a comfortable retirement. That's your SMART goal. Specific, retirement, measurable, $1 million, achievable with proper planning, relevant for your future, and time-bound 30 years. Next, assess your risk tolerance. How comfortable are you with market fluctuations? Are you willing to take more risks for potentially higher returns, or do you prefer a more conservative approach? Your risk tolerance will guide your investment decisions. Let's say you're in your 20s with a long investment horizon. You might have a higher risk tolerance since you have time to recover from market downturns. But if you're nearing retirement, you might lean towards more conservative investments to protect your nest egg. Lastly, consider your time horizon. This refers to how long you plan to invest before needing the money. Short-term goals like buying a car in 2 years require different investment strategies than long-term goals, such as retirement in 30 years. Let's say you're saving for a down payment on a house in 5 years. Your time horizon is relatively short, so you might choose less volatile investments like bonds or a high-yield savings account. But for retirement savings, you have a longer time horizon, allowing for more aggressive investments like stocks. Now that we've laid the groundwork for building your investment foundation, let's explore different asset classes and investment vehicles. Diversification is a key principle in investing. It means spreading your investments across different asset classes to reduce risk. A well-diversified portfolio can help you weather market volatility and maximize returns. There are 4 main asset classes: stocks, bonds, real estate, and cash equivalents. Each has its unique characteristics and reacts differently to market conditions. Stocks represent ownership in a company. When you buy shares of a company's stock, you become a partial owner and share in its profits and losses. Stocks offer the potential for high returns, but come with higher risk due to market fluctuations. Bonds, on the other hand, are debt securities issued by governments or corporations. When you buy a bond, you're essentially lending money to the issuer in exchange for regular interest payments and the return of the bond's face value when it matures. Bonds are generally considered less risky than stocks, but offer lower returns. Real estate includes properties such as residential homes, commercial buildings, and land. Investing in real estate can provide rental income and potential appreciation in property value. It's a tangible asset with the potential for long-term growth. Cash equivalents are low-risk, highly liquid investments such as savings accounts, certificates of deposit, CDs, and money market funds. While they offer the lowest returns, they provide stability and easy access to funds. The goal of diversification is to combine these asset classes in a way that reduces risk without sacrificing returns. A well-diversified portfolio might include a mix of stocks, bonds, real estate, and cash equivalents based on your risk tolerance and time horizon. For example, a 30-year-old investor with a high risk tolerance and long time horizon might have a portfolio allocation of 80% stocks, 15% bonds, and 5% real estate. On the other hand, when it comes to stocks, you have several options. One, individual stocks. Buying shares of specific companies allows you to directly own a portion of that company. It's essential to research and select companies with strong fundamentals and growth potential. Two, exchange-traded funds, ETFs. ETFs are baskets of stocks that track an index, sector, commodity, or other assets. They offer diversification with lower fees compared to mutual funds. 3. Mutual funds. Mutual funds pool money from multiple investors to invest in a diversified portfolio of stocks. They're professionally managed and suitable for those seeking diversification without the need for individual stock selection. Bond investors can choose from 1 government bonds. Issued by governments, these are considered low risk and offer fixed interest payments. Examples include U.S. Treasury bonds. 2. Corporate bonds. Issued by corporations, these offer higher yields but come with higher risk. Credit ratings indicate the issuer's creditworthiness. 3. Municipal bonds. Issued by state and local governments, these bonds offer tax advantages for investors in certain tax brackets. Real estate investors can explore 1. Rental properties. Owning residential or commercial properties can provide rental income and potential appreciation. 2. Real estate investment trusts or REITs. REITs are companies that own, operate, or finance income-producing real estate. Investors can buy shares of REITs which offer dividends and, for those seeking stability and liquidity, cash equivalents include 1. High-yield savings accounts offer higher interest rates than traditional savings accounts with easy access to funds. 2. Certificates of deposit CDs. CDs offer fixed interest rates for a specified term, providing a guaranteed return. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that investing is a journey, not a sprint. Thank you for joining me on the Wealth Whispers Vault, Unlocking Financial Success. Today, we've explored the fundamentals of investing for beginners, from setting smart goals to diversifying your portfolio and exploring popular investment vehicles. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more insights on wealth building and financial success. Remember, the key to unlocking your financial goals lies within your reach. Until next time, this is Derek Gonicke, your Wealth Whisperer, signing off.